Listen when you want, how you want. This is Tone FM.
Listen again.
Live and local from the County Town, online, on the app and on your smart speaker. It is Tone FM for another fantastic interview. And today we are absolutely thrilled because we have a legend of music joining us, because at the other end of the line, it's lovely to say hello to Tony Christie. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
You've been busy, to say the very least. You've got a new tour coming up, a new album, new single, and it's all celebrating, you know, those 80 years of your life that you're celebrating this year. But let's talk about the album first, Tony, because this, you've claimed this is potentially your best album to date, and it's a country album, isn't it?
Well, I recorded it over in Nashville last year. And so it's got a little bit of it, because we use Nashville musicians. It's got that little feel of Nashville, you know. Which I like. I'm a big country fan anyway. So I said it. I think it's the best album I've made.
I have to admit, we've been listening to it here in the office, and it's absolutely fantastic. It's got a real intimate quality to it that really showcases you, but. Where did you get the inspiration to do this album from? What was the trigger where you went, actually, I want to go in this direction?
Well, we just started. It was nothing special. We decided to do an album. And I just thought, what can we do? I got these songs. We got about 20 songs sent to us. And we went through and picked out what we thought was the best 11. And we just went through them and thought, well, these sound quite country-ish. So that's when we decided to actually record them in Nashville. So that's what we did. We spent 3 weeks recording this album there. And it's, I'm blown away. Well, everybody that's heard it was blown away with it.
It does sound absolutely amazing. Now, recording in Nashville, that must have been an experience and a half, because as you said, you use Nashville artists. It's one of the, well, is the hub of country music on the planet. You know, for you, after everything you've done all of the albums that you've released and all the singles, what kind of experience was that for you?
It was amazing. The amazing part was, again, my British musicians are the best. And I went over there and they were absolutely, well, let's put it this way. One of the guitar players was the musical director for Dolly Parton. It was like everybody, they were stars, but they didn't act like, they were just, to them, themselves, they were just musicians, but they played for every star in the world. And it was the thrill of being in the same room. And it wasn't like being in a studio, it was like being doing a party. All playing in the same room and all chatting to each other, and it was just great. Absolutely brilliant.
It sounds like a fantastic experience, to say the least. Now, obviously, the one of the singles that's coming off the album is Just Like Yesterday. Tell us a little bit more about the single, Tony, and tell us why this is coming out as a single.
It was written by a friend, you know, Graham Goldman from 10cc?
Yes, yep.
Graham, well, I've known him for donkey's years, from the 70s, because we were in the same management, my manager was his manager years ago in the early 70s. So he's just a great writer. He just if you send songs to you, you just think, bloody hell, that's good. Then they are.
I'd say that's a very good reason to record them, isn't it? Say the very least.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
Yeah, obviously, you've got the new album out, you've got the single out. As you said, it's come out to critical acclaim. And on the back of this, you're also going back out on tour. And I have to admit, this is not a small tour in any way, shape or form. Yeah. You're going everywhere from Lichfield to Dublin to Leeds. You're coming down to Yeovil in Somerset. But you're also doing a massive amount of shows in Europe. You must still absolutely love what you do to be doing this.
It's my life, I'm afraid to say. I enjoy working, always have done. And I just love working. I get bored if I don't work. So anybody says, do you fancy a tour? Yes. So, yeah, and I've been touring all my life. It's part of my life. I love the beautiful fact is that my wife travels with me now. You know, in the old days, of course, when we were having children, she couldn't leave the kids, and so. But now the kids, apart from my son, who's my manager, my eldest son, is my manager. So he travels with me. So it's a family thing. You know, I'm a big family man. So you know, it's brilliant.
Baby, my little lady, dream till the sunrise creeps into your eyes, dream till the sunrise turns. City, stay through the daytime, safe in the sunshine, stay till the daytime turns into night.
Can't really not talk to you, Tony, and not, you know, have a quick discussion about the fact that obviously very recently you've made it public that you are suffering with dementia. Now, how does that change how you work and record? Have you had to modify what you do? You know, it's obviously not stopping you in any way, shape or form, but how has it affected what you do?
It hadn't affected me at all, to be quite honest with you, because I basically put it to one side and ignore it, and do it's not affected my performance, not my voice. I still have a TV monitor on the stage with me, but I've had that for sort of 20 years more. You know, when you're doing a lot of lyrics and you say, I'm going to pull a song out to do from my album. You can't, it's not easy to learn all those lyrics from, you know, when I've done hundreds and hundreds of songs. So I have a TV on screen. I have lyrics on screen, which most of the artists I've ever seen do the same.
for some people, I guess this is now, you know, you are becoming a little bit of an inspiration, because although you are, you know, working with having dementia, you're still performing, you're still bringing out new albums, and there are musicians who are looking at you going, well, if Tony can do it, we'll do it as well, you know. So, but obviously, you know, your new tour is celebrating, you know, 80 years of life in music. When you first started, did you ever sit there and go, I'm still going to be doing this when I'm 80? Or was it a case of, I'm just going to go with this for as long as I can?
Do you know what? I mean, I was brought up with music. It's a family thing. My heritage, my grandparents are from County Mayo in Ireland. And they were in Cayley Band. You know, they were playing the fiddle. My grandmother played the fiddle. Grandfather played the squeeze box. So as a kid, from being a small kid, when they used to come over to our house, and they'd play, and my dad used to play piano, and he used to stand me on a stool and I'd sing for them, and they used to give me a tanner, sixpence, and that's when I decided to become a professional 6 years old. So music has been my life. You know, I've been surrounded by music all my life, and musicians, all in the family. So it was natural that I graduated from when I left school. And my dad was an accountant as well, and he wanted me to be an accountant. But I left school, worked in an office, went to night school for an accountancy, but I hated it. All I wanted to do was sing for a living, which I got the opportunity when I was about 17 or 18 to leave the office and go on the road with a professional band, and that's what I did.
I think you certainly made the right choice, that's for sure, at the very least. And obviously, through your career, there's you've had so many highs and so many successes. And of course, we had, you know, the resurgence through, you know, Amarillo being brought to a new audience via Peter Kay. Yeah. In your repertoire, do you have a handful of songs that are your favourites, that are the ones that really mean the most to you?
To be honest with you, I love them all. You know, I'm doing songs that I used to sing when I was a nightclub singer, and I used to work the workmen's clubs in the 60s. I sing them now, and because I love them, and the audience love them, it's great. I sing what I like.
Well, Tony, it's been incredible to have you on today's show, and we wish you all the best for the forthcoming tour and obviously the album, but we can't not round off today without playing the new single. So would you like to introduce it for us?
Well, it's a song called Just Like Yesterday, and it was written for me by the great Graham Goldman, you know, from 10cc. And it's just a great, great song, Just Like Yesterday.
Some pictures from 1982. It brought back many memories of the good times we had, me and you. We were happy, we were laughing on our roller coaster ride. And you kept me safe beside you. You never left my side. We had good times, glass of wine, listen to the radio. Picture this, our very first kiss, dancing with you nice and slow. As the years keep rolling forward, the photographs will fade, but the feelings and the memories will stay, just like yesterday. I was looking through some pictures from 1990. I could see from your expression, there was something troubling you.
what was happening. You said everything's okay, but every picture tells a story. I wish we could go back to yesterday, to those good times, glass of wine, listen to the radio. Picture this, our very first kiss, dancing with you nice and slow. As the years keep rolling forward, the photographs will fade, but the feeling and the memories will stay. If I ask you, was I happy? Was it really worth the pain? I'd do it all again. To those good times, glass of wine, listen to the radio. Picture this, our very first kiss, dancing with you nice and slow. As the years keep rolling forward, the photographs will fade, but the feeling and the memories will stay. Just like yesterday, just like yesterday.
Listen when you want, how you want. This was a Tone FM Listen Again.
All rights reserved, 2023.